Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. I'm Hampton, joined by Corey. As a bit of a recap, we have been talking about the four factors that fuel momentum. So yesterday was number one, which is momentum is ignited by vision. And then two, momentum is activated by faith. And today we're going to do number three and four. Corey, what is number three?
Number three is momentum, if you want to fuel it, is always supported by systems. You can't just fly by the seat of your pants if you want to build momentum and sustain momentum on your team. You have to have systems in place that allow you to execute the right tasks in the right order with consistency. And so as a leader, you want to think about, okay, what are the systems that we have in place? Are they set up to build positive momentum for us? Or is there something that we're doing that actually is becoming an obstacle to us building momentum? And so we're actually going to talk tomorrow about three things leaders do to kill momentum. And some of this has to do with systems as a teaser to come back tomorrow. But you want momentum to always be supported by systems. And here's the thing. I want to free you up as the leader. I want to free you up. Hopefully this will be like taking, you know, the handcuffs off of you or the pressure off of you to feel like you're the one that has to create all the systems. Leaders do not have to create all the systems. Great people will create great systems. You just need to delegate and empower the people on your team to create the systems that work. And the people that are closest to the work are the ones that can create the best systems, or they can tell you that your system isn't good. And so that becomes a challenge the further you go up in leadership, right? The further you're removed from the front line or the people doing the actual work, you can be kind of hoodwinked, or you can think that your systems are great when they're not, or you can have an idea of a system that isn't good. So delegate to your people, but if you want to fuel momentum, if you want to build and sustain momentum, it's always going to be supported by systems. So think about what systems do you have in place, and when those systems are executed upon, does it actually positively move things in the right direction? So number three, it's always supported by systems. Hampton, wrap us up with the fourth factor that will fuel momentum.
And number four is reminding us all that there is no easy button. Momentum is sustained by grit. So number four, momentum is sustained by grit. So one of the things that Craig says in this episode is that the key ingredient in most successful leaders is not their knowledge, skill, or desire, but their resilience. And resilience or grit is the ability to bounce back, to thrive in the face of adversity. And I've actually got a book behind me on my shelf called Grit by Angela Duckworth that I've referenced here before. And she says that grit is passion and perseverance for a long period of time. And that is absolutely necessary. If you're a leader, you've got to be able to bounce back. You've got to be able to keep going when things get tough. If leadership was easy, then WildSpark would not be a business and you wouldn't be listening to this right now. But it's not easy. It's really hard. In fact, Craig says, if leading people isn't simultaneously your greatest gift and your greatest burden, you probably aren't doing it right. And so I hope that more often than not, you can see leadership as your greatest gift, but there are going to be many times where it is quite a burden. And what dictates if you have momentum or not is really all of these points, but especially number four, you've got to be gritty.
Yeah, I love that. In the podcast, Hampton, Craig Groeschel referred to escape velocity. And escape velocity is the speed at which an object must travel to break free of the gravitational force in order to enter orbit. So think of a space shuttle, a rocket going into or exiting Earth's orbit and going to the moon, for example. Escape velocity is the speed at which it must travel to be able to break free. And so what happens is that to get the rocket off the ground, there's a disproportionate amount of fuel that's burned to get it off the ground. And this gets back to grit, because it's really 1,000 little pushes. And that's the reality of building momentum, is that it isn't an easy button. It isn't let's just ride the golden elevator to the top. You have to take the stairs if you want to build momentum. You have to take the stairs. And so think about that. It's 1,000 little pushes. It's 1,000 little things that you're doing and moving things in a positive direction. That's why it has to be ignited by vision. It has to be activated by belief. It has to be supported by systems and then sustained by grit. And if you have that frame in mind, you can start to put the building blocks in place to build momentum. So come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about what leaders do to kill momentum.